Good morning, everybody. On Maryland Morning 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. My first guest this morning is Congressman John Sarbanes, a Democrat who represents Maryland's 3rd congressional district. Last year, he introduced legislation that would change the way congressional campaigns are financed. His bill is called the Government by the People Act, and he joins me on the phone this morning to talk about it. Congressman, welcome to the show. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
So this bill was occasioned because you're looking to take the money and influence in politics out of the hands of the very, very wealthy and put it back in the hands of people with fewer resources. Recap for us the basic provisions of the bill.
Tom, the idea behind this bill is to get average sort of everyday citizens out there who right now feel very much marginalized in their own democracy because big money and special interests are calling the shots as they see it in Washington, and I think that's led to some deep cynicism out there. What we're trying to do is create a different way of financing campaigns so that candidates don't always have to turn towards the PACs and the big money interests, but can turn instead to small donors, earn matching public funds, and be able to run their campaign that way. So they're more dependent on the people instead of being dependent on the special interests. And the way we try to achieve that is this. First, we would give every American a small donor tax credit of up to $25 in each of the 2 years of an election cycle. This would allow more people to kind of get into the game on the funding side of the equation. You know, if we're going to live in a world where money is speech, Tom, which is what our Supreme Court has said, I'm not sure I agree with that, but if that's the position they've taken, the question is how do people of modest means have speech? And we think the tax credit, which is sort of like a speech tax credit, is a way to allow more people to participate in the funding of campaigns. The second piece, and this is really critical, is that if the candidate being supported by that small donor is someone who's agreed to give up traditional PAC money, bring down the kind of high donations they receive, and otherwise reach out and build a network of small donors, then every small donation that comes into that candidate will earn a 6-to-1 match of public funds. And the reason that's so critical is it amplifies the voice of the small donor. Now a $50 donor is worth $350 to the candidate, and that means the candidate's going to want to go find that person, reach out to them, listen to them when it comes to their priorities, instead of chasing the PAC money on Capitol Hill. And so those two components are absolutely the key to making sure that everyday citizens are the new power players in our system of campaign financing instead of the special interests.
You mentioned the Supreme Court declaring that money is speech. You're referring to the Citizens United case, which was decided by the court, I guess, about 5 years ago. That case came from a challenge to the McCain-Feingold Act, which was the other big piece of campaign reform legislation that dates from the early 2000s. How does your bill differ from McCain-Feingold?
Our bill is really, McCain-Feingold was still about sort of putting limits on how the money players in the system operate. And I think it's important to have those limits, and that's why we got to try to push back on the Citizens United case, which has unleashed these super PACs. But it's not just about putting limits on the big money crowd, Tom. It's about how you give voice and power to everyday citizens out there. So what's the empowerment approach? Because the fact of the matter is that most Americans feel like they're sitting up in the bleachers and they're just spectators on their own democracy. And, you know, you can put a referee on the field to blow the whistle when somebody's not playing by the rules. You know, maybe a candidate's getting a steroid injection from some super PAC, so you kind of blow the whistle. You have transparency and disclosure, and that's important. But it still doesn't bring everyday Americans out of the bleachers and onto the field of their own democracy as power players. And that empowerment approach is what we're trying to do with small donor matching, is to say to the $50 donor, you are critical now in your democracy. You can be heard by the candidates who right now can only hear the big donors and the special interests on Capitol Hill. And if we're going to address this desperate cynicism that so many Americans feel because they look at Washington and think the system is rigged on behalf of special interests, we've got to give everyday citizens some power in their democracy again. And that's the approach we're taking with the Government by the People Act.
On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. My guest this morning, Representative John Sarbanes, who represents the 3rd Congressional District. I'm Tom Hall. Congressman, critics of the bill say it's simply too expensive. They're saying, why not just have, you know, you might as well just have publicly financed elections under your scheme. What's your response to that?
The investment, Tom, that you would need to make to stand up the kind of publicly financed small donor matching system that we're proposing is modest compared to the return on investment you would get in the form of good public policy. I'll give you one example. When we were doing the Affordable Care Act, there were many of us that wanted to see a provision put in there that would have allowed the Medicare program to negotiate with the pharmaceutical industry for better pricing on drugs. We couldn't get that provision in there because the pharmaceutical industry has a lot of sway on Capitol Hill. They've been investing in campaigns for years. And so when it came time to make that judgment, the institution, unfortunately, leaned in the direction of that industry and away from what Americans would want to see. If we could have gotten the ability of the Medicare program to negotiate for better pricing with the pharmaceutical industry, we'd be saving the taxpayers billions of dollars every single year. That's an example where investing in a publicly financed system of underwriting campaigns, which would result in better public policy, would have saved billions of dollars for the taxpayers. So, yes, you have to invest some money to create this kind of a system, but the return you get in the form of good public policy far outweighs that investment.
As has been widely reported, everyone knows now that John Boehner has announced that he's going to resign as Speaker of the House and resign from Congress at the end of this month. Kevin McCarthy from California has stood for election to the position of Speaker. He's dealing with a fairly substantial challenge from Jason Chaffetz from Utah. Here's what Mr. McCarthy had to say about Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi hearings last week.
What you're going to see is a conservative Speaker that takes a conservative Congress that puts a strategy to fight and win. And let me give you one example. Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was unbeatable, right? But we put together a Benghazi special committee, a select committee. What are her numbers today? Her numbers are dropping. Why? Because she's untrustable.
Barney Frank was on the program a few months ago, Congressman, and he said, you know, the problem isn't money in politics. The problem is behavior. The problem is people, alleging, as Mr. McCarthy evidently has, that, you know, congressional hearings are done for political purposes. A new poll out this morning from Goucher College says 83% of Americans have a negative view of Congress. Does your bill, were your bill to be enacted, do you think it would change the behavior? Would it change the mindset of folks in Congress?
I think if you have a system in place, Tom, that makes the average American out there feel again like their voice counts, they're going to start coming back into the political town square. I think what's happened in recent years is that a lot of good, decent Americans have fled the town square. What happens is that creates a vacuum and extreme elements rush in. They begin to dominate the discourse. They start to call the shots along with the big money players. And you don't have a system that is responding to the concerns of everyday Americans because they've kind of checked out. They've packed up their things and they've gone home. Our challenge is to bring people back into the political town square, get the benefit of many voices in the marketplace of ideas. And I think that if you do that, it will lead to better public policy. It will lead to better behavior on the part of our elected officials. But right now, the average person says, why even vote? Because the person I'm voting for will go to Washington they'll be captured by special interests, and they won't be representing my interests. So they've checked out of the system. They're not participating. The more Americans that participate in our democracy, the better and more robust and more accountable the democracy will be. And I think if you have a more accountable democracy, you have better behavior on the part of public officials.
Bernie Sanders surprised a lot of people by raising $26 million in the third quarter. That's only $2 million behind Hillary Clinton's $28 million in the same time period. And he did it by making this a cornerstone of his campaign. He had more than 650,000 individual small donors. Ben Carson boasts 350,000 small donors. And, of course, Donald Trump is financing his own campaign completely on his own. Does your bill, we just have a few seconds left, Congressman, does your bill affect the presidential process as well as the congressional process?
My bill is specifically directed to creating a new way of funding congressional campaigns, but there are other bills that are focused on the presidential. And again, the whole idea of lifting up the small donor, everyday citizens, bringing folks back into the marketplace of ideas, the political town squares, at the center of all of those reforms. If we can achieve that, the public is going to feel like it has a voice again in Washington. That's our challenge. But solutions like the Government by the People Act, I think, respond to that challenge and empower people.
Congressman John Sarbanes, thanks for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. All the best. Take care.
Take care. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Maryland Morning. Lots more ahead. Stay with us.